Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends. Welcome to the DDP. Go check out our website, paulwhiteministries.com, or our Facebook page. If you want more information on Grace Camp, that's coming up in the next few days. We'll be in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada, with our good friends at Grace Camp. Second consecutive year that we will be there. We'll be there with our friends Peter Swart and Greg Reether will both be ministering in that camp. I'm very, very excited to be back with all of our friends north of the border. If you are in that part of Canada, are you making that trip? Again, you can visit our website, paulwhiteministries.com, or our Facebook page if you would like some more information on that upcoming Grace Camp. Awesome, awesome time. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 24 tells us that there's a time when men would declare themselves righteous in the Lord, and that also all that are incensed against him shall be ashamed. Well, the verse is a verse of prophecy, and I think we're living in it right now, because the sacrifice of Jesus on the cross has made us righteous in the eyes of God, and we know, basic grace message, Jesus was made to be sin so we could be made the righteousness of God in Christ. And we have the right to say that we're righteous through the finished work of Jesus on the cross. This right has nothing to do with our works. It doesn't have anything to do with my ability. It's based strictly upon what Jesus paid for every single one of us. When you know this, when you understand this, you'll place your confidence in the work of Christ. You'll never again be secure in your own ability. The great Charles Spurgeon once said, right believing leads to right living. I agree with that. When you believe what the Bible says about you, you're going to live what the Bible says about you. So just as Isaiah said in our text, Isaiah 45, 24, that a time comes when men will declare themselves righteous in the Lord, this righteousness is accompanied by strength in the Lord as well. There's right standing and there's strength, and both of those cause us to resist the enemy and his tricks, and we find the wonderful righteousness that's only in the Lord Jesus. If you say this and you believe this, I think people are going to gravitate to you. You're going to be like a magnet for people when they feel that you have a sense of God's love. If I've seen anything play itself out in reality in our ministry, it's that when we begin to minister to people who they are in Christ rather than who we wish they would be, people were drawn to our ministry like a magnet. And it's because I think people get a sense of God's love. If his love rests on you, then you're going to feel better just being around people that reinforce that, because his love's going to roll out of people like that. Don't you want to be that person? That's what I want to be. When John, the disciple, lays his head on Jesus' chest at the Last Supper, Peter leans over to John and says, ask Jesus who's going to betray him. Why doesn't Peter just ask the Lord himself? Because I think there was a perception that because John was so close to Jesus, he could ask Jesus anything he wanted, and Jesus would answer. I don't want to be the guy whispering in the neighbor's ear, hey, ask Jesus this. I want to be the guy leaning against Jesus. The perception that you know him will come out of the fact that you begin to declare the love in who he is. Listen, I don't think you have to defend yourself all the time in this message of grace. There's going to be a lot of legalistic people. They're going to mock what you feel about grace. They're going to tell you it's elementary. They're going to tell you it's immature. They're going to build up the idea of personal responsibility and daily consecration. They're going to make grace sound like it's dangerous, dangerous ground. How do you deal with it? Let the peace of God that passes all understanding bring a comfort and a rest into your heart. In the end, it's God's righteousness that's going to show up in the way you walk, the way you talk, the way you live. And everyone that mocked the gospel of grace is not going to be able to help but acknowledge what's happened in your life. I believe that those who declare they're righteous due to the finished work and resting in grace and favor, you're under a great magnifying glass in some respects. But don't worry. Declare that righteousness. Receive that righteousness, and I promise you'll live that righteousness. God bless.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.